You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at all the action at Dundalk this evening on Friday, October the 20th. Eight races for you once again, and the highlight comes in the shape of the Mercury Stakes at 8 o'clock over 5 furlongs. Plenty of other big fields as well to get our teeth stuck into. Two divisions of a 7 furlong handicap and the concluding 9 o'clock all make up into an entertaining and hopefully profitable evening at Ireland's only all-weather circuit. We begin with a claimer for the apprentices over the extended mile and a quarter at 5.30. And although Reckless Lad is favourite here around about 5-2 this morning, he does look a little bit vulnerable to me. First and foremost, he hasn't won for the thick end of a couple of years, and most of his form is at 7 furlongs in a mile. So there has to be a certain air of caution attached to Patrick Martin, 7-year-old. Therefore, I'm going to look for something a little bit more solid. And the one that stands out here is 6 Silver Lane, who's been about as reliable as a Swiss clock here on his last few attempts here at Dundalk, including a victory two starts ago over the course and distance when he broke cleanly to make all the running in the hands of Gary Halpin to run out a fairly game winner in the end. His time figure that occasion was pretty good for the grade, and although he got beat here last time out behind Ben Runson and Crown Pleasure, that was over a mile and a half when his stamina was stretched to the absolute limit. That said, the winner has gone on to endorse the form with a victory subsequently, and even though he's drawn stall 13 tonight, hopefully he can get a good break in the hands of Dolan Hogue and get across to the rail and hopefully make every post a winning one. Another one at a big price is Sierra Law. This horse's form figures over in Sweden don't amount to much on his only attempts on the flat, so we don't really know how we stand with him, as it were. But his form figures and his recent efforts over hurdles have been quite good. He won three starts ago at Down Royal before going then to Kilbeggan just to get beat by a horse called King Kilkitskins first, and that horse has endorsed the form. And although he finished 10th of the 15 runs at Ferry House the other day, the form and the time figure of that race is suggesting that that race is definitely worth following. The winner, the second and the fourth were all in the money at Punchestown yesterday in some way, shape or form. And given that this horse travelled like the best until emptying out, having pulled too hard from two out, I certainly think he ran a good deal better than his form figure suggests. Hopefully he'll be fine on this surface here tonight. Odds are 25-1 this morning. Looked absolute mythical for him, given his form recently over hurdles. So Sierra Law, certainly one to bear in mind, along with 6 Silver Lane there in the opener.
Race 2.
On to race number 2, and quite a trappy one this is as well. However, given how Gordon Elliott's going at the moment, it seems folly to oppose him with anything, even on the all-weather or the flat. And this Smiling Eliza, who finished second to Military Decoration, I thought he was the one to be with here. The winner looked a particularly well-handicapped horse from the Michael Callaghan stable going into that. So the fact that this horse managed to only get beat ahead, having not been particularly well-fancied in out the handicap, certainly suggests to me that she's capable of winning a race of this nature. Not only that, they booked Declan McDonough tonight to replace the £7 apprentice. And if you need any more icing on or cherry on top of the icing, then this horse has also got the favoured inside draw, Stall 1. Available at the back of top price, 9-2 this morning. It's hard to see Smiling Eliza not being involved and in the frame at the very least there for us in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, which is a very competitive looking 7 furlong handicap. And good old Geologicals in this race. He's sure to serve it up and make it a very strong gallop from the front. And I wouldn't put it past him if this fellow was to pop up again, because you can never rule him out in any kind of race, Damien English's charge. What a servant he's been. And I'm sure he'll give you a good run for your money if you do back him here this evening. A couple of very interesting horses here for me, however, would be Have a Nice Day, who ran really well over 6 furlongs here last time out. He tried to make the running that day, and to be fair, he actually hung tough for quite a lot, a majority of the journey with Geological, until getting tired a little bit late on. But this is definitely his best trip, and if he runs to the level two starts back when he was fourth behind Burt Sugar at Leopardstown in a strongly run race, I can see him going well. The other one, a sneaky one as well, is Cenotaph. Now, This horse has only ever had one try here at Dundalk, and it resulted in him posting a very fast time when he won by 2 3/4 lengths. But for some unknown reason, unbeknownst to me, that Ain't No Brian hasn't managed to find a race back here at Dundalk subsequently, and he's been running on the turf to no great effect whatsoever. But given that he's a son of Warfront, I think that he could easily bounce back here tonight on his favoured surface. Unfortunately, the handicapper hasn't cut him that much slack in the interim, fearful of him giving too much of a chance. But he's quite a talented horse, Cenotaph, and he's definitely not one to dismiss around about 8-9-1 this morning. So have a nice day in Cenotaph, the two that I'd have a look at there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, which comes up at 7 o'clock. It's the first of the divisions of the 7 furlong handicap. So the two to concentrate on here, without shadow of a doubt, are Boxer Dunford and Mag Wadiri. We'll start with Boxer Dunford. He's a horse that I really got plenty of time for, and it wasn't a great surprise to me that he managed to win here over a mile last time out, having caught the eye at late and over 6 furlongs the time before, when he was one of the only few horses on that card to get in the frame, having raced out wide on the unfavoured part of the track. He was held up at the back door last time out, but he came through with a rapid run up the inside late on to win, actually quite snugly in the end, with plenty in hand. Better drawn tonight in the hands of Ross Coakley. If he's ridden quite forward and positively, I certainly see Boxer Dunford justifying favouritism or going close to that in the fourth race. But Mag Wadiri is another horse I think we should mention. He also caught the eye here with his run here last time out in a much better race. He came from a long way back in the hands of Ross Coakley. He was last turning into end up finishing third behind Beau Satchel. His sectional times down the lane suggest this horse has got plenty of running left in him, and I think he could be a money spinner for connections in the next few months. He's only a 3-year-old, and he's certainly got plenty of upside attached to his profile off his current handicap mark of 60. So Boxer Dunford and Mag Wadiri, the two horses to centre around there in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to Division 2 then of the 7 furlong handicap, and a much weaker affair, it has to be said. We haven't got the sort of figures horses and the sexy horses we got in the race before, but we have got a horse in the shape of Patriot that hopefully should be able to get his front at the 7 time of asking here this evening. I thought he was going to win here the last day until he got his pocket picked by Quiet Company, but the way he travelled into that race suggested to me that he's definitely got plenty of ability. Probably just wandered in front and kind of took his eye off the ball more than anything else. So it's no great surprise to see John Murphy go for the cheek pieces for the first time. Interestingly, that the agent of Colin Keane also fancies his chances, because Colin, obviously ahead in the Irish jockey table, has been booked to ride. And providing he's in a decent position coming down the lane, I'd expect compatriot hopefully to get the job done here this evening.
Race number 6.
On to the best race on the card then, which comes up at 8 o'clock, and we've got a whole host of sprinters here all vying for glory, but none more so than Take Cover, who's been an absolute stable star for David Griffiths in the last few seasons, and he's showing no signs of decay on the evidence of what we saw on his last two starts. Winner of the Beverly Bullet in a very fast time, beating a good field. He backed up that victory with another scintillating effort in a Group 3 last time out at Newbury, once again beating a stellar field, including the likes of Cottai Glory and Muthmere, so he's certainly not beating no back numbers. He's also won here on his only visit when he won this race 2 years ago, and even more favourably, he's been posted in the ideal spot for his run style. He's a front runner, of course, and he's drawn stall once. If he can get out and get in front towards the cutaway, then he's going to take the hell of a lot of beating down the lane. Declaration of Peace, his main market rival, albeit he's quite a nice 2-year-old, he's stuck out in the wing a little bit, and I'm not sure this horse is good enough to fetch out a horse like Take Cover, perhaps giving him upwards of 3 or 4 length head start. So I wouldn't really be that massively keen on him, despite the market saying the opposite, given he's a 5-2 chance this morning. So Take Cover gets a nap vote there in the 8 o'clock.
Race 7.
On to the 8:30, and all eyes here, no doubt, will be on Massive Central, who's very much the pick of this field on current form and ratings. He ran in a Group 3 last time when he was second behind Dermot Wells' nice filly Shamarine, and if he runs, of course, anywhere near that level, he should win this in a common canter. But he is around about 4-7 this morning, so we're not going to get fat rich on him. So if you're having a bet in this race, perhaps if you want to have a look at the betting without market, that's probably where the value lies. And there's a couple of horses running a good main the other day here over the course, and this, well, the course, that I think could run well well here, stepping up in trip, and that's Pipes of Peace and Perfect Tappetino. Pipes of Peace was doing all her best work in the closing stages of that particular race, and given that he also finished fourth behind Cliffs of Moher in a very hot maiden at Leopardstown towards the back end of last season, I certainly think he's worth another chance now. Like I say, he's up to a mile again. The other one to mention is Perfect Tappetino, who's having his debut in that race, and I quite liked the way he finished off his race in the hands of Shane Fowley without being unduly knocked about. Much better drawn here tonight. Also, I think Perfect Tappetino can certainly outrun his odds there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final race then at 9 o'clock, a competitive looking 12 furlong handicap. And we've got several of these which clash for probably about the second or third time in a row. Thunder Crash and Bold Knight, for instance, they locked horns here on the 6th of October. And although Ger Lyons' charge came out on top, there is a school of thought that Bold Knight might be able to turn the tables around. But to be fair, I was really impressed by the 3-year-old Thunder Crash because he did it the hard way from stall 14. And that was certainly no mean feat, albeit he's not drawn that favourably here tonight in stall 12. I still think he's got as much residual upside here to make him very much a strong contender here this evening. Bold Knight, I'm sure he'll have his supporters, and yeah, you can see him going well. Another one to mention as well is the old boy Political Policy, who certainly needs no further introduction here to regulars at the track. Once again, he ran right up to his best form the other day when finishing fourth behind My Direction. And with that run under his belt, I'd expect Gavin Cromwell's six-year-old to come forward and be there or thereabouts this evening. But Thunder Crash is the number one choice there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again on Sunday when we're going to be taking a look at Leopardstown final flat race of the season beginning at 1:50. Until then, yeah, good luck with your punting tonight, and it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.